Bob's, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby. Hey, what's happening, everybody? More studio.
Morning.
Let me start with this one because I read this one. Holy cow. A Tennessee woman sued Vanderbilt University Medical Center on Tuesday, alleging the hospital operated on her wrong kidney during surgery.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Imagine you come out and it's like, man, we need to have a talk. You sit down. Well, I'm already laying down. I'm in the hospital bed. All right. Well, glad you're here. So this is Dr. Wilson. He operated on your kidney. Oh, wow. How did it turn out, doc? Ma'am, sorry, we worked on the wrong kidney.
Here's the thing. You have two kidneys.
And now they're both jacked.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. So they have to go back in.
They say it's a mistake so rare and preventable that medical experts call it a never event. Again, this is at Vanderbilt.
Never say never.
Carla Miller of Jackson claims in her lawsuit that Vanderbilt doctors were supposed to implant a small mesh tube extending from her left kidney through her urinary system to her bladder during a surgery.
Hmm.
Instead, doctors mistakenly implanted the tube in her right kidney, ran it through the wrong half of her body. That's so nutty.
Oh.
As a result, her urinary system was damaged, and now she needs dialysis for life.
Oh, my gosh.
Then she had to undergo a second surgery to remove the mesh tube and place it on the correct side of her body. She's seeking $25 million in damages.
Wow.
I mean, pay her, right?
I pay her.
You pay her?
I pay her.
Give her some of that money in your account.
No, she wants $25 million, not $700.
No.
And they should rename the hospital after her.
Oh, well, take Vanderbilt away?
And that's much.
Well, that's what you do for a donor. It's it's now the Carla Miller Hospital. Wow.
Sorry,
Mommy,
Mr. Vanderbilt.
Why is it named after Mr. Carla Miller? Well, they put the tube in the wrong kidney, man. Little Cleo. But yeah, doctors to us are the infallible. Like, we know they're not, but we feel they are.
Yes.
We know that humans all err. However, we feel that doctors won't mess up on us. They're doctors. Doctors are like angels.
Like, now tell me, I forget. I know you listened to Dirty John, but did you listen to Dr. Death?
No.
Okay. I mean, that alone makes you question any time. And you should always question your physician or your doctor.
You
or
question everybody because we're human beings.
Right, exactly. You should.
But we don't. But we trust our doctors.
Listening to that alone. And then, not only that, hospitals kept him employed.
Who?
For a Dr. Death.
Not everybody knows that story.
Okay. Well, he's a doctor in Texas that was performing back surgeries on people where people would leave paralyzed or dead, but hospitals were still employing him. And, like, actually even keeping him on staff, knowing like all of this crazy stuff. And so the hospitals end up getting sued and paying for it too. But it's just, I think you can never ask too many questions.
Well, to be fair, this is obviously a wild circumstance or it wouldn't be a big story.
Right.
Like, this is wild. Dr. Death. And there's not a bunch of Dr. Deaths walking around.
I know, but it just makes you want to question, like,
well,
next time you have surgery, be like, so you ever left anybody dead? Like, you ever left anybody?
I don't know
anybody
that I want to know that.
Yeah,
answer.
I don't want to know that before I go
like,
to surgery.
Like,
what?
The best surgeon I can get.
Yeah.
Like,
or
let her rip. I'll see you on the other side, hopefully.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If I don't, I won't know the difference because I'm dead anyway.
Yeah, odds are someone has died during the surgery.
Okay, well, I would just want to know why.
I was listening to this podcast called Disgraceland about music artists, and Nikki Sixx died from Motley Crue, and he died on the table, like, for minutes and minutes and minutes.
Oh,
and
I was going to say,
back.
He's not dead.
No,
oh,
but he
yeah.
died and then
wow.
came back. And I actually know him now relatively well. But yeah, and yeah, that's the thing. He's like, they saw his body.
That's crazy.
That's always crazy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Oh, yes, our producer Raymundo always sitting in the glass room. He's been gathering the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In airline news, no major delays today. Most airports have a wait of less than 15 minutes. In Southern California, hail and rain shut down the 710 freeway, stranding some cars. Luckily, no major injuries were reported. In sports, make sure you get your March Madness brackets filled out today. Games get underway right around lunchtime.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So on the show, we had an email, and he said, hey, we're having a baby, and we're down to three names for a boy and three names for a girl. And so they gave us the three options. Well, Michelle's on the phone, by the way, and Michelle's going to be the mom of this baby.
Oh, good.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, everyone else.
Hey.
Did you know that your boyfriend was sending us that email saying, hey, pick our kid's name?
Yes, I knew he was sending the email, but he told me last week that he never heard anything back, so we had no idea that you were actually going to do it. And I just happened to be on my way to an appointment this morning and heard it.
So you hear this, and we pick the name, and the guy we pick, what was Skywalker?
Mm-hmm.
The boy was Skywalker?
Yes.
And the girl was Hermione?
Yes.
Now, you gave us those options. You guys must really be into science fiction, right?
He is more so than I.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Robert.
This is tough.
Oh, boy.
We were trying to top our last son's name because everybody absolutely loved our last son's name, which is Killian Luke. And his name was actually picked from the TV show Once Upon a Time. I don't know if any of you have ever seen that, but Captain Hook in the TV show, his real name was Killian.
Oh, I didn't know that. So all we had was a list of names. We talked through it, and we did pick Skywalker for the boy. How'd you feel about that?
We love that name. Mm-hmm. And for us, because we thought you weren't going to do it, we had already talked about finalizing Skywalker at home. Because Skywalker actually has a lot of symbolism for us. Robert's first son, his first name is Anakin, which is Darth Vader's
real name
before he turns to the dark side.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so if it's a boy, the show picks Skywalker. And if it's a girl of the three names, we voted on Hermione from Harry Potter.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Hermione, I was so on. My pick was Allura.
Ugh, love Allura.
Yeah, me too.
And Allura, have you ever seen the movie Willow?
You can't convince us. We've already decided. Don't try to shift us. Michelle, you said we could pick, and we picked Hermione because you gave us that option.
I know, and I'm going to stick with it.
So,
but just to solve the mystery, Allura is actually the baby that Willow is traveling with in that movie.
I don't care.
It's beautiful.
All I care about is Hermione being the name of your baby, because we voted on that.
Maybe you could do like Hermione Allura.
No,
like
no.
A middle name.
Then it's going to be Skywalker Bobby.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, would you do that?
Go ahead. Michelle, listen, I just need confirmation from you, because you did send us the email, that if it's a boy, you will pick Skywalker, and if it's a girl, it will be Hermione.
Yes. You have my promise on that, and we actually found out 2 days ago what the baby is going to be.
Whoa, so you already know.
So now we know.
You already know. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, wait, do you want to say or no? Hold on, don't say yet, but do you want to say, Michelle?
No. We're going to hold off. We're going to do a gender reveal on May 4th.
Mm. Oh, because may the 4th be with you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's so perfect. Yes.
May the 4th. You got to be kidding me.
Listen. Oh, my gosh. It's Skywalker.
It's Skywalker.
Yeah. Listen, I love that you guys are so passionate about that, because people can, you know, we can make jokes and be like, I love that you guys have something in common. And even, listen, I love nerdy things, too. So congratulations to you guys and Lil Skywalker.
But not that that's
and Hermione
is.
Or Hermione.
Listen, may the 4th be with you.
So when are you due? When's the baby coming?
August the 14th.
Wow.
Okay, tell Robert to email a picture in his little.
Oh yeah, we want to grow up with him.
Star Wars outfit.
True. Well, listen.
Oh, we definitely will. We'll let you know after the gender reveal. I'll have him send you another message confirming what you picked and what name it's actually going to be. And then after birthday, we'll send you some little newborn pics.
All right. And then I want to be there for the delivery. I want to be in the room. Hey, Michelle, where do you live in Florida? What's the name of the town?
Wachula.
Okay. Bless you. And we will.
Was that one of the options?
No. Atrua.
Oh, okay.
Everything sounds like sneezes.
Atrua.
Okay. Have a wonderful day at work. Thank you. Congratulations. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Thank you guys so much. Y'all have a great day, too.
All right, there you go. There she is.
That was awesome.
That's awesome. They let us name their baby. How about that? That's what it's all about.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Charlotte in Virginia. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Bobby.
Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to tell you thank you so much for writing Bare Bones, because I had stopped at a Cracker Barrel and saw your book in there, and I thought, well, this audio book was fascinating, and you narrated it. It was so wonderful. Hold on, I'm going through the gate. Hi, darling. Good morning.
We're going. Hold on a second, guys. Cool.
She put you on hold.
Hold on.
We're going through a military gate, and I can't be on.
Whoa.
I have to be endless.
Show the ID.
I just went through the gate, gave him my pass.
I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
Working at a military site. And anyway, I wanted to thank you because that book was so good. And I thought, have you done the second book on audio yet?
I have. The first book I wrote was called Bare Bones on audio. And I did it myself. I read it out loud. And then the second book is called Fail Until You Don't. And I also did that one on audio. And I'm super pumped that Cracker Barrel has it.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Huh. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. And seeing it in the shelf, I thought, well, I would listen to y'all every day. And I thought, oh, this is going to be good. And I was so happy that you had narrated it because it was like being, you know, in your living room, really. It was really... really delightful, and it really got me through a night of driving. I couldn't fall asleep driving listening to that.
What was one of your favorite takeaways from the book? Like, what'd you like about it?
I would have to say the story about going off to school and then that person chasing you and just, you know, feeling like, you know, you really had to start to realize that, you know, you're kind of in a position where people are starting to see you more, and so that kind of made me think, you know, I'm driving through this town, I really need to be more aware of my surroundings at times, and that helps me as a woman that's single, you know, driving.
Hey, good. That's who I want to inspire, driving women. Hey, listen, thank you for listening to my book or reading. I would consider that reading the book.
Yeah. So could you check it out? Because that's where you check out audiobooks.
At Cracker Barrel?
And then you can turn it back in at any Cracker Barrel in the country?
Yes, it's amazing because you actually buy the book and then you take it and listen to it in any Cracker Barrel anywhere in the state. You just turn it in and it's almost like you rented it from the library.
There you go.
And they credit back whatever. If you kept it 3 weeks, they charge you 3 weeks rental. Or if you never bring it back, you bought it.
And let's do that. Let's just keep it. Hey, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to the show and reading my book. I appreciate that. And Amy's the one who put me on the Cracker Barrel, because you would do that, right?
Oh,
the audio books?
No, it's awesome. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Maren Morris credits her Texas roots for her sweetness and sass. She says that she tries to keep a sense of humor because life is short.
Maybe it's just the Texan in me. I don't know. My mom and dad are really funny people, very down to earth. I think they've just always instilled in me to be a hard worker and really trust yourself and your inner compass. So I just try to keep a sense of humor about everything because life is short.
Amy, is that where your sass comes from? Being a Texan?
Mm-hmm. Same.
This show is very Texan.
Yeah.
Amy, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Born and raised.
Represent.
That's three Texans.
Yeah.
Morgan number two is Kansan.
Yep.
I'm Arkansan.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Raymundo's Michigander. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Michigander.
Michigander?
Yeah.
There you go. By the way, Mike D's Texan.
Yep.
Yeah, we got quite the... Listen, I feel like Austin's its home is, you know, anywhere.
You're
to
pretty
me.
Much Texan.
Yeah. No, I'm Arkansan.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Born and raised.
Yes, sir.
I'll probably be the governor one day. But,
oh, right. That's important.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, it's like 51-49. There you go. And what else, Morgan, number two?
Thomas Rhett confessed that he thought kids were a lot different before he had them. He said he thought babies were like glass, but now he knows that kids are pretty resilient, and it's been a great surprise. He also said that there's never a dull moment in their house, and it's always chaotic 24/7 in the best ways.
All right. What else?
Sheryl Crow's upcoming new album will feature Rolling Stones, Keith Richards, and Joe Walsh, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, James Taylor, and Willie Nelson, among some others she hasn't dropped yet. And she mentioned to iHeartRadio that this may be her last album.
Oh, there you have it. Sheryl Crow's last album. Love Sheryl Crow. I wish she'd pay more attention to me. I try to get her attention all the time. She doesn't care. I was like, Sheryl Crow,
what do you do?
Please love me. And she never loves me.
Oh,
I love Sheryl Crow. All right, is that it, Morgan number two?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this 82-year-old woman, Claire, she was asleep in her bed and she woke up in the middle of the night just feeling incredibly ill. She started screaming for her son and her daughter who happened to be in the home as well, but they were asleep and didn't hear her. So her dog went to Dale, her son's bedroom, started jumping on Dale while he was sleeping and barking to get Dale's attention.
Wow.
And he woke up, discovered that his mom was in a lot of pain, called 911. She was rushed to the hospital. Doctors performed emergency heart surgery, inserted a pacemaker, saved her life.
It's crazy that the dog jumped on the kid and didn't go jump on the loud noisemaker.
I think he's grown. Yeah. Dale's grown. She's 82.
Oh, but well, I mean, whoever. Whatever, yeah. Like, I would think if I were a dog, I'd be like, where's that noise coming from? And will it give me a treat? I'm going to go jump on them.
Mm. Yeah, because the
so
fact
the dog that, had to know, right?
A little the bit. Dog knew something was wrong and knew to go get help, because they said if Claire had been left alone for 15 more minutes, she would have died.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Good for that dog. I got to get another dog. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Jennifer in Indiana, what's happening with you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi. I just want to tell you, I am a big fan of your show. I've been listening for a while, and I just love your show, and I find that you are so relatable, and keep being you. Don't let the haters put you down.
Thank you.
And I love Amy. Amy, you are awesome. Keep sharing your stories of being a new mom, all the struggles and trials, and it's just uplifting to hear. Just your laugh is just awesome. I just think you're a great person. And Lunchbox, you are hilarious. I hope you get to keep every bit of that money. And I love the segment where you try to guess people's weight. It's just hilarious. You guys are awesome. And thank you for being part of my day.
Well, thanks. They're now rooting for you to get to keep the free money, Lunchbox.
Hey, the tide has turned, and we have smart callers finally on the phone.
The villain has turned the hero. The bank gave Lunchbox too much money, and so as soon as that happened, he went and spent it, if you're just turning on the show. And so now he's just waiting to see if they take it back or not.
No, they can't take it back. Money gone. Sorry.
You set him up for that one.
Jennifer, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
That was real kind. I appreciate that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Detroit, Michigan. A 50-year-old man was sitting there watching some TV when he looks across the room and he sees a cockroach. And he's like, oh no, gotta get the cockroach. He grabs his shoe. Only problem is he forgot his revolver is in his shoe.
Oh wow.
He throws the shoe. Revolver comes out. Boom. Shoots and hits him right in the foot. Bullet through the foot.
Boy, you know, if you remember, right as you're grabbing that shoe and it comes out of your hand, if right then you go, oh no, I bet that's the slowest shoe throw in the history. You're like, no. You're probably running and diving out of the way. And also, how do you forget that you put your gun in your shoe? And you just grab your shoe with a gun in it. Yeah. It's also like the people will take guns and leave them like on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that? Like, when you take it out, you see it there. Like, you took it out of your waistband, put it on the toilet.
Not only that, it's a gun.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lanco.
Hey, look who's here. Look who's here.
Hey.
My buddy's from Lanco. Hey, Brandon, I was looking at your Instagram. I follow you. And you, I
my
know, you,
personal one?
No, I guess the band one.
Okay.
Wait, why do you guys have personal private pages?
I don't know, because we never use them.
Yeah, I was about to say, I might as well not, because I have like a picture of Post Malone and then us snowboarding. That's like it for the past year.
Okay, because I was on your private pages, a lot of them are locked up. It's because you don't use them? Is that why?
Pretty much, yeah. And like, you can see my whole life history with like one scroll. Like one scroll, and it's embarrassing pictures of me from college. So.
Well, I was looking at the band page.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you skateboard.
Do we skateboard?
I think the proper term is shredding.
Shredding. Shred. Yeah, I mean, you know, we try. We have a lot of time on the road to do activities, so I guess that's one of them.
You're going
to
end up like Matt from Old Dominion with a tore knee. You're not even spring chicken anymore.
But then I get the throne, so it's part of my plan.
How old are you? 20 what?
29.
Mm.
Getting up there.
30's pretty good. 30's pretty good age.
I hear rumors, but I'm waiting to find out.
It's my best decade. The 30s. All right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Lanco's here. Maybe you know this song from Lanco. 'Cause I was gonna be your forever. It's a jam. Maybe you know this song. Jam. Got a new song called Rival. Came out today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We're on the street. It's out.
Man, look at that. So is this part of a whole new project or what?
This is part of a whole new project, yeah. We put out an album last year, and then you find out like the next week that you have to start putting out new music eventually.
Yeah.
So we've been writing, we've been in the studio, and so this is the first thing from the new chapter.
All right, I'm going to play that in a second. I feel like, though, before we move to the new chapter, we should go through like the old chapters first.
All right. All right.
Everybody's here. Everybody good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Early for you guys? Everybody?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And I make her come up and play. And like, everybody come on in and show up with your instruments. Let's do verse and chorus of Greatest Love Story.
All right.
All right. This is Lanco in here. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Because I do know you guys, I'd say we're even social outside of this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to ask a favor. So Amy loves that song. It's been her dream to sing that with the band. So could you just play it again, but Amy doing the lead vocals of just verse and chorus? Because she sings it all the time.
Do you know the words?
Yeah. Do you have the lyrics up over there?
Well, I mean, I know them.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes I don't. So
sure. She's going to sing with all of her heart.
Okay.
And Crush?
And Brandon, maybe you do the back. Maybe you could like do some BGVs a little bit for her.
BGVs.
But
right.
Wait, yeah. Could he background vocal me?
That's what. Yeah, sorry. BGV background. Oh, my bad. I shouldn't have done that.
That was so like insider of you.
I know,
just
and
now.
I should have done that.
I really, yeah. You should harmonize all with
right.
me.
Wait, so, all right. Do you know what that means? Harmonize. What do you think? What do you think that means?
BVG.
No. So BGV? Harmony would be like if you're here. He'd be like.
Okay. Well, he could background harmony.
Okay. Will you just help her a little bit?
All right.
But don't until she messes up.
All right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Amy singing Lanco, Greatest Love Story.
You want like the intro and everything? Yeah. Like, we'll just, all right.
Yeah. So I'm starting with they. That's the first word of the song. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I don't know if I've ever thought about that, but it is they said.
It is. Okay.
All right.
I was nothing but a troublemaker, never up to no good. You were the perfect all-American girl, wouldn't touch me even if you could. But you were sneaking out your window every night, riding shotgun in my car. We'd go to the river and find us a spot, and we probably went a little too far, just a little too far. 'Cause I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better, we didn't have a clue about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town had ever seen.
Come on! There she is.
She stood up there again.
On the last word. She stood up on the last word.
She's feeling it.
Yeah. I just was getting into it.
Yeah, right at that.
But I didn't hear you.
Good job.
Were you there?
A little bit there. They were there, yeah.
See, with BGVs, I don't want to like step on your vocal. I want to stay in the background. So it's just complimenting your vocal.
That's fantastic, Amy.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks. Is your record linked here?
Yeah, they're here somewhere.
How did you feel? Did you feel like you're in the pocket with that one?
Yeah, it's my wheelhouse.
Yeah? All right. Lanco's here. Let me play the new song. This will be fun. Tell me about this new one here. Like, give me the whole story.
This new one.
Yeah.
Whole story. Well, you know, I think that whenever you start writing, the first record, it's so autobiographical. You have your whole life to do it. And so you just kind of take whatever piece of your life you're going through. And then, we want to stick with that. We want to keep that theme. And we kind of just wanted to create this anthem about being proud of who you are, being proud of where you come from, and just having this anthem to sing along to and say, you know what, you know, whoever you are, be proud of that. You know, you rumble, you roar. And just create an anthem around that. And if people don't like it, there's anyone out there that isn't going to root for you, that doesn't want to see you succeed, that's all right. You can accept that and count him up as a rival and move on.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lanco.
All right, we heard the new song Rival. So who's that about? Coldplay?
Yeah, Coldplay.
Old Dominion?
Yeah, Old Dominion.
Zac Brown Band?
Yeah, every band in the history of music.
Look at you guys. I will say that I think the Old Dominion Lanco generation of country music is creating all the bands now coming together. I think you guys have been a big part of that because both of you guys around the same time have shown that bands are cool again and can be a thing. That's a compliment. Yeah. I mean, I think it's you two bands specific because Zac Brown was alone.
Right.
And they're fantastic. But there weren't that didn't really create other bands.
Right, right.
Because of the success of you two bands, now a lot of people are like, we should start a band. It can actually be done in country music again.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I clap for you for that one.
That's an honor. That's awesome. Bringing bands back, man.
Yeah, they're bringing... Really, I'm not even making fun of you guys. I know you think we come in and we just all make fun of each other. Like, I mean, as sincere as possible, like, you guys are bringing bands back to country music. And, I know a lot of friends who have been trying it as solo artists and are like, you know, I think we should get a band because, like, Lanco has shown it can be done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You guys, inspiring people.
Look at that.
Got a new song.
We did something.
I saw you're part of the Brooks and Dunn. You put out that song. So how does that come about where Brooks and Dunn think you're cool?
We just hang out with them so frequently. Yeah. Honestly, I don't really know. We got, one of our people, quote unquote, asked us if we wanted to be a part of it, and it's kind of a no-brainer. I think that, they were a duo, but still it's a group. It's more than a solo artist. So they're always a group that influenced us. And early on, back when we were like in our van days, Brooks and Dunn was always on repeat. And so to even like be in the same room as them, let alone contribute to this reboot project, is huge.
So Mama Don't Get Dressed Up for Nothing is a song that you guys played on the record. So, I mean, did you guys know that song beforehand?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one of the songs that, it's cool. I was excited to be able to do that one because it's not one of, like, the if people, like, reference Brooks and Dunn, that's a lot of times not the song they're going to reference. But it really is. Brooks and Dunn, they really did bring this whole just, like, rock and country flair. I mean, this whole honky-tonk era where really it's just rocking, It's got a big country flair in there, but a lot of it's just this down-home, kind of blues rock music. And so, it's a song that's just always been a fun, pre-show party song or fun just kind of crank up the vibe type song. So I thought it'd be a really cool one to do.
Well, you play it now or no? You want to play it? Will you play it?
You can. It's your show, man. What do we do?
That's not true, though. It's my show, but, okay, let's do it. So on the Brooks and Dunn, like the reboot album, this is called Mama Don't Get Dressed Up for Nothing. You can see Lanco and hear them do it with Brooks and Dunn. And let's play it now. It's cool that you guys would come in and I make you play, even early in the morning. Because when we're together, we never play music. We always just talk, and I kind of forget how good you guys are.
Oh, thanks.
And so this is like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not just filling people full of crap. They're really that good.
Awesome.
That's good. Wasn't that really good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, as they're playing, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot they were good. Like,
We forget that too. It's
look
all right.
At that. Lanco is here. Listen, boys, there's a lot of you. There's a lot of you. There is. I like that. Lanco's here. The record that they have out now as a whole body is Hallelujah Nights.
Right.
Enjoy that record a lot. I told you guys that. It's got such hits
like
Greatest Love Story.
I was gonna be your forever.
And Born to Love You. But let us not get lost on there's a new song out today.
Yes.
It's the next layer of Lanco, which is called Rival. And hope everybody checks that out. Played that earlier. Also, you're out with Luke Combs right now?
Yeah.
The deal? How's that going?
It's going great. Yeah, Beer Never Broke My Heart tour. It's wild. We met Luke about 4 years ago. We played a show in Memphis. And after the show, one of our buddies was like, hey, there's this guy playing down the street at, was it like a tin roof? It was like a bar.
Yeah.
And we walked in there. There were like 30 people. And there was this guy up there singing his heart out. And it was Luke Combs. Met him that night. And we became friends that night and have been friends ever since. And so for him to be out on his like first headlining arena tour and for us to be a part of it, it's just been awesome.
Well, one day, because I'm going to tell you about Lanco. When they go play, I mean, they go, like, Brandon jumps into the, Brandon does some dumb stuff. Like, he does. He's going to get hurt. But you know what? God bless him. Because he puts it, this band puts it all out there on a live show. I've said it before, but this guy and these guys, they go at it, and Brandon jumps in the crowd, like making out with people, and like,
yeah, that's our
tossing babies in the air. Yeah. It's a whole thing with this guy. He's like crowd surfing, but he crowd surfs on his belly, so people hit him, and it's a whole thing.
That's Dude, that's not totally.
That's one of the perks for him.
Yeah, he likes that part.
Yeah, that's the first I got into music was to crowd surf on my belly.
Lanco is they're fantastic live. Check him on Instagram, Lanco Music, LANCO, LancoMusic.com. Boys, you know I'm a fan.
Likewise.
And you guys are good. You guys are good. And we'll see you soon. Yeah, let me know when you want to come back by. All right?
All right.
All right, there
How
they
about
are.
Tomorrow?
I'll see you tomorrow. Lanco's back. All right, there we go. See you guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, at what age do you think that you really became an adult? Like, all things.
Okay. I had to grow up kind of early on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, you're not. I don't
no, know. No. Let me talk myself through this.
Okay.
Had a pretty rough childhood, and I had to grow up quickly and raise myself in one way. That being said, I'm still Peter Pan in a lot of ways. Because I still wear Yeezys, and I'm still single. Never been. I would probably put it at about 32.
Okay.
Like, where I really felt like I can handle whatever responsibility it is. So I would go 32 years old.
Well, scientists say that our brains are fully grown up at age 30. And here they are making us grown-ups at 18. Imagine if now you could be like, Mom, Dad, I'm not fully developed till I'm 30, so I'm going to go ahead and take my time.
I'm going to go ahead and stay here for another 2 years.
No, you're not. Get out of here.
Yeah, it says here that while we may legally come of age at 18, the idea that this is the dawn of adulthood is absurd, brain experts say. We are just not ready. We're not mature. Our brains are not there. I agree with that. I mean, I'm 30, now I'm 38, and, you know, I don't even think I'm fully developed.
I don't think we ever feel like we're a super adult. I think you always, because we all still feel like kids, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In a weird
way.
Yes.
And if someone would have told me if they were 38 years old, they felt like a kid when I was 21, I'd be like, you're crazy, you're old.
Right.
But you never really feel like you're an adult. You just kind of gain knowledge, and you react better because you've done it before. Just experience. Yeah. So, okay, what else you got, Amy?
Okay, so a tourist was hanging out in Las Vegas, went into the Plaza Hotel and Casino, was there for 5 minutes playing Monopoly Millionaire Penny slot machine, won $1 million.
Oh, they just walked in and started playing and won.
Yeah.
Wow.
They say less than 5 minutes. He'd been inside the casino less than 5 minutes. The name of the winner hasn't been released, at least that I've seen. But, yeah. $1 million jackpot playing Monopoly Millionaire. Again, that's a penny slot.
That's a lot of pennies.
That's crazy, yeah.
Oh.
No, they don't give it all back to you. Oh, pennies. They just go.
That makes me want to go play the... I like
and
pennies
that's why they put those stories
or
out.
Nickels. Or, but I like the ones where you're just doing a little bit of money.
Yeah, but you don't win a lot of money if you do a little bit.
Correct.
$1 million.
That's why they put the story, yeah. All right, what else?
Okay, do you have a good side? Like when you're taking pictures, do you try to be... No?
No.
Well, that's
no, both sides are equally as dorky. They're like, what side's your good side? Just take the picture.
Right.
I look the same in all my pictures. I wear big dorky glasses. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to do less of the big smile, more like this. Look at my face, Amy. I'm trying to do more of that smile.
What
right
is
there.
That? It's like a...
It's like a half smile.
Like a half smile, and it's lifting up more
on the dopey
left.
I just look dopey. I'm just always like this.
Let me see it. Let me see the half smile. Ooh. It's like, that's like evil Superman.
Yeah, it's like...
But I don't really have a good side, do you?
Yes, I like my left side. And this whole study said that majority of people prefer their left side, which is such a bummer. Because when you're trying to take a picture and you go to hop on the left, but then your girlfriend, her left side is also good, and you're both kind of awkwardly trying to get on the left... That's the worst. And then,
yeah, it's the
and
worst.
Normally I just fold and I like go to the right and I'm like, ugh.
Why don't you just take it straight ahead then? Make a deal. All right.
Right there.
Right at it. Like nose down the line.
Women are a little more likely than men to say that they have a side, but men do prefer a side.
I really don't. I don't ever. I just like
any other guy, Lunchbox, Eddie?
You guys feel like you have a side? Because I feel like with pictures, I'll be like, what's your side? You can get on the other side.
No,
oh,
I
maybe
don't care.
It is just girls.
All right.
No shame in that game.
Around.
There you have
Mine's
it.
Mine's left side if you're ever taking a pic with me. FYI.
We'll remember that.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Cameron is a student at Kansas State University, and a couple weeks ago, he was at a basketball game. They say, hey, you want to shoot some basketballs at halftime to win some free food for a year? Says, absolutely. He wins the prize.
Oh.
Qdoba for a year.
Yeah.
And Cameron's like, you know what? I'm going to donate all the food to the Manhattan Emergency Shelter. And Qdoba heard about it and said, you know what? We're going to double the prize.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So the shelter gets double the food thanks to Cameron and Kansas State University.
That's cool.
Shout out Morgan number 2. That's where she went.
And Qdoba.
Qdoba. Qdoba?
And then Doba.
Q-Doba.
Yeah, you ever been to one of those?
Never been.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
I guess the last time we went was...
We were on the road.
In the Midwest?
We were in Wyoming, Cheyenne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's one here in Nashville.
Is it? Do you guys have a lot of Q-Dobas in Kansas, Morgan, too?
Yeah, a lot of Q-Dobas, a lot of Chipotle. It's just a lot of those chains, for sure.
But, like, what's a strong Midwest chain? Like, for example, the South, a Cracker Barrel. I would throw, and they're strong. Everywhere, but
okay.
It's like,
oh, I see,
it's
very multiple states.
South based.
Strong.
And it's spreading up. Sonic.
Whataburger.
Waffle House.
Chick-fil-A. These are all ones that have expanded, but they're not everywhere. But start in the South. Midwest. What do you think a good Midwestern is?
The only one that like comes to mind is Pizza Hut because it started in Kansas.
It did?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
It's Eddie's favorite.
Eddie just geeked out about it.
I love Pizza Hut.
What about like a Cheddar's? Is that a Midwest?
Oh, I don't know where Cheddar started, but yeah, let me tell you, that's a good place to go.
That's his favorite restaurant.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I like that story. Good for him making the shots.
Yeah. So Cameron Coger, good job, buddy.
There you go. And that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Now time for the investigative corny.
Yes.
Where? Amy gives us the corny, and we try to figure it out.
I'm ready.
By the way, aren't we on a two-game streak?
Yeah, we're
on
yes, 10 in a row.
The morning corny.
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
What do you call a sad cup of coffee? All right, so it'd be like, what other word? Like Joe?
Joe.
Joe.
Like, what rhymes with Joe that would be sad? Like a... Slow Joe or like a
Pojo.
Sad. Like a, what other words for sad?
Gloomy.
Upset.
Like yeah. Depressed Joe. Depressed coffee. Depresso.
Depresso.
There's gotta be something.
Depresso.
There.
That's teamwork. Depresso.
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 It has to be Depresso.
Is there anything else that goes
guys,
with
this is teamwork right here. We just ran it down the line.
Instead of it's espresso.
Depresso. It's Depresso.
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 That's got it. Are we all good on
yes,
this?
Yeah,
can we
it.
Go? Hold on.
Get the music ready.
Where's my winning song?
Get it ready.
If we do hit it. Okay, I'm going to cue it out because I'm about to hit this one. It's going to be
three
in a row. I know. It's about to be three in a row, baby.
Come on.
Depresso. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
Well, Amy, as a team here, we like to suggest... You call it Depresso.
Depresso.
It's not how the joke goes. You repeat it back to me. I say. You're getting a little ahead of yourself.
The morning corny.
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
Well, we know.
Depresso.
Wow, we
There's
should go.
No
to,
stopping
we
us.
Should go to the joke tournament. Or we should figure out jokes.
Where is that?
I don't know. We should make one.
Okay.
Can we win it?
The first ever.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what it's all about, boys.
Y'all are getting good.
That's what it's all about.
I feel like you know when you're using that part of your brain more, the better you get.
Yeah.
That's happening to y'all.
We crushed that.
Listen to that.
What part of the brain is that?
The
frontal lobe?
The funny lobe.
Oh.
Well. Hey, Phil, good? Are we good?
Good.
Great.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So you took a microphone out to the mall?
Yeah, I went to the mall because you always see guys miserable at the mall. They're sitting, you look for couches or chairs, and guess what? It's full of guys sitting there waiting on their girlfriends or wives while they look miserable. And I wanted to find out, you know, what's wrong? On a 1 to 10 scale, how miserable are you right now?
Minus 1.
Like, why don't we just say, you know what, we're not going.
This would be a minus 2 if I stayed home.
Wait, minus 1.
Like, he misunderstood, but
yeah, that would be, like, super happy.
Right.
Because 10 would be the... Okay.
He misunderstood the scale, but he said minus 1, like, I am miserable.
Are you holding a microphone in front of your face, or
no,
are you hitting
mic? I have the phone.
Oh, so you're just chilling. They don't know your mic.
Yeah, I'm a miserable dude at the mall, too.
Oh, you're bonding.
Know? Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Got it.
Has she at least bought you anything?
I just want to go home.
Name the things that we could be doing that we'd have so much more fun.
Anything?
I mean, they should put at least flat screens or something so we can watch some TV.
Or a bed or something.
She knows you're miserable?
Yep.
And she doesn't care?
Nope.
Does this guy think it's weird that some other dude just hopped down and is talking to him?
Asking him all these questions.
Does he think it's weird at all?
No, I'm telling you, he'd been there for like 4 hours.
All right, Lunchbox talking to miserable men.
When you're leaving, you need to tell your girl, you know what? I'm staying home. Put your foot down. You know what I mean? Like,
then you're in trouble.
Can you even take a nap at the mall? Do you fall asleep ever? Like, there's no recliners. No. Why don't they make recliners? They know it's going to be all guys sitting here.
Yep. But so, you're right. They do need recliners out here so we can take naps.
Because I'm 2 hours in. I'm ready to die.
The place is too big, too.
It's too big. It's got too many stores.
Yeah.
And when she comes out, tell her, man, hey, it's been an hour. It's time to go home.
Probably not even going to be worth my time.
All right. Have a good one.
I like that laugh, though. Like, he's fully invested with that laugh. Here's one more. What?
I mean, so these guys are like literally scared. Like they're at the mall and they're scared of what their women will do to them if they don't go to the mall.
It's called, what is it called?
Marriage?
Whipped.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm so, like, I would rather just like let my husband stay home than him be so annoyed.
I just assume this is part of marriage. I've been married.
It is.
We've all gone through that.
Yeah. I mean, definitely gone through it. But
Amy, you say that, but your husband was on here, what was it, last week, and he sat there and said he was sitting in the display case at a store so miserable because you made him go shopping with you.
Yeah, I mean, he's exaggerating. Listen, first of all, y'all can't hit. We were there for like 10 minutes, but in man world, that's like 2 hours. Like 10 minutes at the mall. No, we were running errands together. We shopped for him, too. That's why I'm like, it's not like I was just at the mall for myself.
All right, here's another clip of Lunchbox going up to some guy at the mall.
How long are you in for?
One more store, and I think we're heading out.
They should set up a bar right here in the middle.
You would make a ton of money if they had a little, instead of all these little perfume and lotion things.
Oh, here, you want a Bud Light? Okay.
Like you did, airports.
Exactly. Yeah. You would have a lot happier guys in the mall.
And you get some liquor in them and they'll box stuff.
Man, I hope you get out of here at one more store, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's in there, so this counts.
And when you walk out, you got to thank that man upstairs for getting you out of here quickly.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, say a prayer for me.
Take it easy.
What are these guys thinking that you're doing? It's so weird.
Do you think he walks up and they go, that guy's pretty cool.
Hey, man, can I get your number?
Well, what are they thinking?
Lunchbox has three new friends because of this segment.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's bring in our girl group now. We're going to talk about still talking to your exes after you've been broken up for a long time and you're in another relationship. So before we get to that, let's bring in our group. There she is, Amy. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. 38 years old, mom of two. Recently discovered that I love to have my hair pulled during massages. Fun fact. I got a massage for my
so
birthday
many
and it
to
felt
say,
good.
But you just don't say it.
No,
you know?
more and more listeners have reached out to me since we talked about it and they're like, yeah,
I think a lot of people like to have their hair pulled.
It can be
Amy.
Really good for migraines. You section it off and gently tug. Yeah.
No. I know a lot of people like to have their hair pulled.
Yes. Okay, well, it's new to me.
Let's go over to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, tell me something about you.
I'm 25 years old, and I like to order kids' meals when I go out to eat because
really?
I don't like most food that's out there. So, yeah, I order grilled cheese.
Is it acceptable to order kids' meal menus as an adult?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Same money.
Yes.
Do they ever give you a hard time at the restaurants?
No, because I typically say there's nothing else I can eat on the menu. At least I'm here.
Because I'm eating health conscious, I'll have the macaroni and fish sticks for kids.
And then I'll take a vodka tonic, thanks.
Yep, that is my order, basically.
And concluding our girl group, she sits in the glass room and just works on all kinds of stuff. We call her the utility player. It's Utility Hillary. Hillary, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, tell me something about you.
I'm 26, and I know this is weird, but I have an obsession with alpacas. Like, I really want to own one day.
Can you own an alpaca?
Yeah, I think you can. You have to have two, though, because they don't like to be alone.
I feel the same about myself.
As long as you have a no hooves or your neighborhood allows hooved animals.
Is yours?
I think, yes, where I currently live, but at one point in time I wanted to go, and where I lived, they had a no hooves law.
Oh, wow, stupid. Yeah. All right, here we go. There's our girl group. Let's see what the email says here. Hey, Bobby, big fan of the show. I would like the girl group's insight on some relationship stuff. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 6 months, and everything is good. 6 months strong, minus the fact that he still talks to his ex-girlfriend from 10 years ago. They're friends on social media. She's getting married this year. He's invited to her wedding. I find it super awkward. Do you think it's okay to talk to exes and that often? Would you be okay with the position I'm in? I find it a little inappropriate. Would love some help from the girl group. And that's what you're here for. So that's at the end of the email here. Amy, you're in a relationship with a guy for about 6 months?
Yeah.
Still talking to his ex.
From 10 years ago. So I'm okay with it. If it was his recent ex like a year ago and they went out like forever and then it's like a fresh breakup, that's a little weird. Like, let's stop that. But 10 years ago, he's obviously moved on. She's moved on. She's getting married. Like, I think it's okay. Like, I would be someone where I could invite an ex to my wedding and I would want my husband to be okay with it.
Ooh, tricky though.
Yeah.
To have someone sit in the pews or wherever you're getting married that saw you naked.
Just because you went out with them doesn't mean they saw you naked.
But mostly as an adult, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Morgan, number two.
I'm going to go with I don't think it's okay. I've been in a lot of relationships where exes have always been an issue and I've been cheated on a lot. And I don't feel comfortable with exes being a part of somebody's life, period. I think they're an ex for a reason and you move on.
You've been cheated on a lot?
Yeah.
What's more than two times?
I've been in four serious relationships now and every relationship I've been cheated on.
Wow.
I feel like we just had a discovery about the last boyfriend.
Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow. She hasn't said that. Wow.
You guys are
she
good detectives.
She hasn't said that.
She's
gradually getting more comfortable with releasing more.
Well,
and that's why he showed up with flowers.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
You know, a whole other segment I think this is. We're working on this girl's problem here, but Morgan number two says no because you've been burned.
Yeah. No way. Keep the exes out.
Amy's okay with it. Morgan number two says keep the exes out. Let's go to Utility Hillary. What do you think about this?
I think it could go both ways, but I'm more with Amy. Like, it's been 10 years. If they don't talk that much, it's not that weird. If they were talking every day, then you should be a little suspicious. But if they haven't really talked that much in 10 years, then I think it's fine.
Yeah, so two of you say it's fine. The girl group has concluded that it's okay.
Yeah. And what about, we have our honorary girl to the group.
Thank you, Bobby.
That's me, yeah. And you're friends with all your exes, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. Closer to some than other.
No, but, sure. Like,
but on great terms. I've never been cheated on. I've never cheated. There's always been honest. At times uncomfortable when you break up, but always honest. And I think that's what keeps us close. There's a respect there. Okay, you want the answer as a dude?
Yeah.
It all comes down to how important the person is to you that's uncomfortable with it. If she's uncomfortable with it, and she's your number one, you have to respect that.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your intention is with this girl or your ex, and you're together, you've been 10 years, if your current girlfriend is like, I just do not feel comfortable with this, it makes me feel, and you've had rational conversation, and she still isn't good, it's time to weigh it. Put it on the scale. What's more important to you? The girlfriend low weight or the 10-year ex-girlfriend weight? And if the girlfriend weighs more and is more important, then you got to respect her opinion and her ask of you. Because now that's your number one as far as relationships go. If you don't feel that way, if you're like, no, this is my best friend and she has precedence because we were together, then you have to go that way. But you have to determine which one. You can't have both sides of this. So as a dude, if my girlfriend comes to me and says, if we're together and this is serious, I don't feel comfortable with this, then I have to look out for her first because she's my first. Mm-hmm. So I would say he should stop talking to his ex if it's that important to her and she's that important to him.
Yeah, and he probably shouldn't go to the wedding.
I mean...
He would probably take you as the date and you're the new girlfriend.
All that's conversation, but you have to prioritize your relationships.
Right.
Marriage, kids, boyfriend, exes, friends, you know. So my answer would be it sounds like she's struggling with it, so he's got to look out for her feelings. But I'm just an honorary girl. I don't have a real vote. That's what I would say, though.
Love it.
So I guess we kind of ended up split. And we found out Morgan number two had been cheated on by it. Why do you think that is, Morgan number two?
I don't know. I get to be really, I guess, comfortable in relationships, and I take care of people, and I end up in situations that I probably should have left.
What do you mean take care of people?
Like I just always put their feelings and their priorities and things they want above me and what I want.
But why does that make them cheat?
I don't know.
Do you just pick bad dudes? Because it could just be that your type.
That's also why I'm in therapy trying to figure out why I choose really bad guys.
Because it's not so much that she's just looking for bad dudes, but if you have a type and that type actually has a behavioral issue, then that can be a thing. It doesn't even mean have to be something you do. It could be something you do when you like find a guy that you like.
Yeah, because you didn't do anything wrong.
Well, maybe you did if you picked the wrong guy four times in a row. But right. I don't think you did anything wrong in the relationship. I don't know. What do I know?
No, I mean, as far as I know, I haven't. And all of them, besides obviously the most recent one, all of them have apologized since in the years that have come out that they regret that. And
well, the other guy bought you flowers. That didn't count?
No.
Oh. Well, listen, what kind of guy do you like? Because we could get down to the bottom of this. Like,
well, that's what I'm struggling with right now, because I used to like really charming and very not great, probably, guys.
So they're like, hey, baby, you're so beautiful. And she's like, ooh, but they're also doing this to other girls, too.
So that's why I'm struggling. Now I'm trying to change my type a little bit.
Yeah, all you ladies out there, let me tell you, here's what you need, right? Find you a guy.
About pretty
average looking, 6 foot tall, brown hair, dark rimmed glasses, you know.
On the radio.
Not that charming, but like kind of cute. You're like, oh, he's kind of dopey. Like, that's what you all need. I don't know where you'd find one of those, but, you know.
Are you listening, Morgan, too?
He's talking about himself, so I'm not really sure how to take this.
I'm talking to everybody out there. Morgan number two, when we went out last time, I don't think this would be. Can I say about that dude that was there? Do you care about telling the story?
It's fine.
Some dude is like with us. I don't know him, but I'm like, oh, well, if Morgan number two knows him, I'm friends with him. I guess you met him on like an app?
Yeah, on the dating app.
And Morgan number two like totally blew him off.
The whole night?
Well, we were just all like hanging out with me, her sister, her, and this dude. And I was talking to the guy, being nice. And Morgan number two was like blocking him out. And she was like, well, if he wants to be around, he needs to fight through this. And
I was what, Honor?
I told you guys, my heart is dead. I was like into it, and then he came out. It just wasn't anymore.
And I was like, "What's up with this guy?" She's like, "He's the charmer."
I mean, you couldn't just send him home. Like, I mean,
I don't know. I don't
be like, "Hey, look, man, you're out."
And then she was like, "My heart's dead. I'm sorry." Because I called. I was like, "Hey, what's happening here?" She's like, "My heart's dead." It was good. Morgan was fun to go out with. Like, make no mistake, she is fun. All right, Morgan, thank you for sharing with us.
Yep.
Here you go, everybody. We feel good about this story here.
Yeah.
All right. Hillary looks awkward. You tell me Hillary looks awkward.
I'm good.
We shared a lot. That's what this show's all about. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Boy, our listeners love the game where I played a sound from a business. That would be.
I'm loving it. McDonald's.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Or this one.
Netflix.
Right. So we played it. Oh, that was fun. But listeners love this game. So we've put together one more game of. Name the business by the sound.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'll play you a sound. Amy, by the way, I got to give you a chance to redeem yourself because Lunchbox dominated you the first time. I'll play you the sound from a company. You name the brand.
I know. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
By the way, you can steal if they miss it. Kay. Amy, you're up first. Number one.
Pizza, pizza.
Ooh. There you go. Listen to that one.
Pizza, pizza.
Think about that one. What is that one?
Little Caesars.
Ooh. Show me Little Caesars. Nice.
Woo!
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Name the sound. Name the company. Oh, he looks puzzled. Let me play it again.
Oh, man.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with this one. NBC.
So, like, NBC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's clutch.
Did you know that?
I recognize it, but I was like, is that ABC? I didn't know which one it was.
I guess they all work. ABC.
Right.
Or
CBS.
Yeah. The CW. Showtime. All right, Amy, ready?
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh.
I'll play it again. Name the company. This is their sound.
Yum.
Oh, Amy looks puzzled. That's not familiar to you, huh?
Well, it sounds... Everything's... Oh, I'm mad, because everything sounds like that Red Robin. Yum. Do they say yum, or do they say... or there's yum brands, but I don't think... Yum. 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 It can't be yum brands, because that's like
think?
A company that owns other restaurants. Yum. Yum. Red Robin. Yes! I just gotta start going with the first thing that comes to my brain. I'm so stupid.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
Name the company by the sound.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Haven't heard that in a while. Think about that.
Welcome. You've got mail.
What company do you think that is?
That is AOL or America Online.
Wow, old school.
All right,
that
so
is
far,
awesome.
You're all in it. Amy, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
meow, 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 meow.
The cat. Is it the cat litter or the meow mix? Is it meow mix or kitty litter? What is the company?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to myself.
Oh, okay.
Talking to myself. Meow mix. Is that the name of it?
Is that your answer?
Meow mix. Woo!
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Name the company. Sound familiar to you?
What? I'm supposed to know that?
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, I'll just go with Touchstone.
No. Amy, do you know it?
Hold
I'll play
on.
It one more time.
It's a movie. It's movie. Is it Lionsgate?
Oh my gosh. Oh Amy, my you're goodness. Just
that's
there.
A, Amy, I was, that's what? All I'm saying.
You were just Disney. There.
Oh, that's yeah. why I said
when don't they play that the whole
yes,
time
every
at the
time.
Park?
And it's also yeah. like every when you
yeah,
there's I the castle.
Yeah, it's Disney.
Did y'all know when I was there the castle was under construction so we couldn't get a picture in front of the iconic castle?
I did not know that because you didn't yeah. tell us. How would we know that if you didn't tell us?
Well, yeah. now I'm telling you. Cause...
Thank you for filling us in.
Okay, Amy, you're in the lead, right? Amy's at 3-2. Here you go. Ready?
Disney.
Ooh, it's a tough one. Can you name that by the sound? Does that sound familiar, by the way?
Yeah, it's like a cell phone. Something or we already had Intel the other day, right?
I don't know.
I feel
I'll
like
giving you no hints.
I feel like that's Intel, but maybe it's the computer. What does Bill Gates do? Microsoft.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Lunchbox, you can steal now
Shoot.
And tie it up.
Yeah, hit it one more time. Oh, that's definitely Sprint.
What is it?
Does anyone know what that is?
Nokia?
No, it's AT&T. Yeah.
I mean,
Lunchbox, over to you.
Yeah, I'm ready
to
for
tie it up.
Oh, I'm ready to tie it. Don't worry about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll play it again. Does it sound familiar, though? Before you can even identify it, does it sound familiar?
It sounds familiar. I've heard it before.
How's that? He's thinking about it.
Oh, he's recreating it.
I'm trying to recreate it. All right, I got it.
Go ahead.
Has to be HBO. Yes!
Finally!
Yes, finally! I was like, yeah. We kept guessing that one the last game. Now, are they just messing with me, or do I have HBO in my head? Thank you.
All right, there's one answer left. We have a tie game. We're down
wow!
to it.
We're down to the grand finale!
For the championship, Amy, buzz in with your name. Lunchbox, buzz in with
yeah,
your
yeah,
name
I'm ready, I'm ready.
If you know it. Say your name. That's your
okay.
buzzer.
Amy.
I'm ready. I'm focusing. Go. I'm not looking at you.
Here we go. I'll play it again. They're not buzzing right now.
Amy,
for the win, if you can name that, you are the new champ. Amy, what is your answer?
CBS.
CBS. Show me CBS.
No.
Lunchbox, you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I didn't want to hear it again. Okay.
For the win.
Regal.
Regal Theaters.
Yeah, movie theaters. Oh. You go to the movie theater, they play something like that.
You don't think that's it, Amy?
No.
Show me Regal Theaters.
Is it ABC?
No, it's Microsoft. When you close
that's
your computer
every
now.
Computer, guys, yeah. growing up.
Eddie, you're not playing,
guys,
so it's easy
Eddie,
for you to
Eddie, Eddie,
I know, I know.
I've never had a Microsoft in my life, so I don't know.
Well,
every computer growing up.
Yeah, all the schools had them.
Now, my school had Apple.
Oh, that's cool.
We have a tie.
IBM.
We're just going to end in a tie.
Hey, you know what? Ties like kissing your sister. Some people like that.
And you do that, don't you?
No, I never kissed my sister.
Oh, you don't? I thought you guys kissed my lips.
No, just my mom and dad.
I'd rather not tie, but...
Okay, here we go. Sudden death.
What?
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Sudden death. And buzz your name if you know it. 3-2...
Dude, these are hard.
What?
Amy. Verizon.
Nope. Lunchbox?
Oh, Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Yoplait.
Nope.
What?
Yoplait.
The yogurt? Like the yogurt?
Coldplay meets a yogurt? No, it's Nokia.
Oh, okay. Arms closed.
All right, let's do an easy one. Buzz in with your name.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy.
I'll say
Lunchbox.
No.
Lunchbox. Farmer.
Wait, you just did that one.
I know. But you still buzz. You would have won, too.
And we just did Nokia, too.
Yeah.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
And they stay there!
Hey, Amy, I bet you wish you would have kissed your sister, huh?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah,
she would have rather tied.
Yeah.
Because I said I didn't want to tie.
She goes, yeah, she wanted to tie.
Amy, I bet you wish you'd given your sister some lip action.
Yeah, a little smooth.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy named Bill's a firefighter, and he noticed last year, he's like, hey, we don't have one of those defibrillators. So something happened. We don't have one of these. And so they just installed one at the station. And after 4 decades, he got one just in case. And then he became the first one that he had to have it used on.
Oh, wow.
He went into the cardiac arrest.
Okay. Yeah.
His fellow firefighters acted swiftly, grabbed the defibrillator, and popped him. Went to the hospital, saved him.
Wow.
He put it in, saved his life.
That's crazy.
So, and also shout out to the firefighters who actually did the defibrillating.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there. That's good stuff. Firefighter shout out. Bill, who by the way is 63 years old, been a firefighter for decades and decades. Also just shout out for being a firefighter. That's pretty awesome.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
You watched the Mr. Rogers documentary, right?
I did.
Wasn't it so good?
It was good. I didn't cry like you did, but it was good.
I'm a boo-boo baby, though.
Mm-hmm.
Also cried during Creed 2.
Yeah, I didn't cry during that either.
Any sort of, like, human bonding? That's me. Like, I don't do it well in real life, but I crave it. Like, it moves me. And I thought Mr. Rogers, as a kid, I liked him. As a young adult, I thought, is this creepy?
Right.
But then as an adult now, I'm 38, and I watched that documentary, like, I kind of love him again. His birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. He's not alive anymore, though. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
He died in 2003.
Wow, that long ago.
It's a neighborly.
That documentary, I'd recommend it. Anybody else watch it?
Mm-mm.
No.
No? Mike, did you watch it?
Good.
Did you cry?
No.
What's wrong with you people?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Well, his birthday yesterday. Some fun facts about Mr. Rogers. One, he responded to all his fan mail. It was a priority to him. Responding to fan mail was a part of his very regimented daily routine, which began at 5 a.m. with prayer, included time for studying, writing, making phone calls, swimming, weighing himself, and responding to every fan who had taken time to reach out to him.
Oh, yeah. He weighed himself, like, every day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do that, too.
Really? Oh, yeah?
Oh, I went sometimes 3 times a day.
Three times a day?
I know what I should weigh at every part of the day. When I wake up, I'm the lightest. I'm probably, like, if I'm not 156 or below, I'm really failing myself early in the morning. About 1 p.m., I'm about 157 or so. I get near 160 at night after dinner.
What?
And so, and I know where it all sits all the time. Yeah. Is that weird?
A little weird, yeah.
So you weigh your lightest in the morning.
Yes, most people do.
Because you've been
sleeping?
Because
I haven't had any food in...
No water.
8 hours, no water.
I thought it'd be after you work out because you sweat, like, a lot.
It just depends.
He was an ordained minister, Mr. Rogers was. He graduated from Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. His mom knit all of his sweaters that you would see. All those comfy-looking cardigans he put on, his mom knit them. His mom, Nancy. He was colorblind. I can relate. I'm basically Mr. Rogers as I read this.
Wow, the more you say that, yeah.
He had trouble seeing red and green. I have trouble seeing anything dark. Tom Hanks is going to play him. When's that coming out? November 22nd this year.
Another movie?
Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers. Not a documentary.
Biopic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or as you call it, a biopic.
I know. Those are good.
And he was an accomplished musician. So he played all this stuff. He played piano. He actually wrote this song, and he made so much money from it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Some of my favorite quotes of Mr. Rogers. It's not so much what we have in this life that matters. It's what we do with what we have. And he'd say it to kids. He'd say, often when you think you're at the end of something, you're at the beginning of something else.
I always wanted to have a neighbor
just like you.
He said there are three ways to ultimate success. The first way is to be kind. The second way is to be kind, but the third way is to be kind.
Since we're together, might as well say.
And he'd say sometimes, if you could only sense how important you are to the lives of those that you meet, how important you can be to the people that you may never even dream of, there is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with every person.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Dang, man.
Wow. Yeah,
exactly. Like,
wow.
It's deep.
It is awesome.
I didn't know any of this stuff.
Well, yeah, and he passionately cared about informing children and not keeping things from them. Like, if they needed to know the news and what was going on in the world, he found a way to speak to them as children, but give them informed information. Like, you know, if their
when
dad
the
was off
blew
at
up,
war or the Challenger blew up, like
he had to go tell kids, and he did. He was like, "I think we should talk about this."
And then people were like, "What? No, these are kids." And he's like, "They need to know."
It was, and he talked about race.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary is so I want to cry now.
Yeah,
it's so good, man. It's so good. Anyway, his birthday was yesterday. As a kid, I loved him. But now as an adult, like I appreciate him even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, you can hate him all you want.
Wait, where did I hate him?
When you didn't cry?
Okay, well, yeah, that's definitely. I said it was an amazing documentary. I just didn't cry.
Whatever.
Okay.
A guy with, who wants to watch it for homework?
I do.
Okay, Eddie, watch it.
Where can I find
it? What's it called?
I don't know. I don't know. Type in Mr. Rogers' documentary.
Blockbuster?
Won't You Be My Neighbor? Yeah, family video. All right. Check it out.
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
The Bobby Bones Show.
I have a list of the most fun states in America, and then also the least fun. And I got to tell you, I was a little bit offended by the least fun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So that's coming up. By the way, how about this? You want to give away a trip, Amy?
Yeah.
We're giving away a trip to the 54th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. Very easy. No strings attached. All you have to do is text ACM Awards to our text number, which is Bobby. Text the word ACM Awards to 26229. Standard data and message rates apply. Don't miss the 54th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, Sunday, April 7th, 2019, 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Prize excluding Hawaii and Alaska. That's all they have to do, right? Is text? They have to put a space in between ACM Awards? We don't know? All right. Well, yes or no?
They don't have to.
No, so you just text ACM Awards.
Correct.
To Bobby, 26229.
Correct.
That's all.
That's it.
Sounds too good to be true, if you ask me.
Isn't that in Vegas?
I guess it's not. It is, yeah.
Woo!
That's the thing. We send you, you get 3 nights hotel. Are you kidding me? We don't even
three
get
three nights.
One.
I'm texting
like,
her.
Like, they send us and we stay at like the Beer Inn, like on the corner of the strip. What is happening? The MGM Grand Hotel. Beginning Friday, April 5th, you check out April 8th. 2 tickets to the ACM Story Songs and Stars, which is part of the pre. 2 wristbands to the ACM Lifting Lives Top Golf Tee-Off. 2 passes to the rehearsals. 2 tickets to ACM Decades. 54th Annual ACM Awards. The After Party. Ground Transfer. Are you kidding me? Anyway, text the word ACM Awards to Bobby, which is 26229.
Love it.
Standard message and data rate supply. Well, there you go. Well, isn't that a kick in the pants that we don't get any of that? All right, text ACM Awards to the word Bobby, and we'll pick a winner, and we'll let you know who won real soon.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
They did a study to find the most and least fun states in America, and this is what they rated. Okay, cost of movies, quality of national parks, number of activities, festivals, etc. So here are your top 5 most fun states. Which, by the way, what do you think is number one? Most fun state, Amy?
Texas.
Lunchbox?
California. You got the beach.
Eddie?
Hawaii.
All right. At number 5, New York.
Oh.
New York City.
Yeah.
The city.
Yes.
A lot to do.
Lights.
At number 4, North Dakota.
Really?
I've been there, love the people, but I'm shocked that it made the most fun list. I guess a lot of the national parks.
Outdoors.
Because there's so much like hiking, and which makes sense when you start to go, number 3, Colorado.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Love Colorado.
You get to ski.
And with Denver, which I love, very cosmopolitan city, but all you gotta do is drive outside of it and you can do all the things non-city too.
Yes.
Number 2, South Dakota.
Really?
The most fun city.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm missing out.
I haven't been to North or South.
Me either.
I gotta take a road trip.
Oh, you'd love North Dakota. I've never been to South Dakota. Everybody's so nice in
North
Dakota.
That's where we need to go see Mount Rushmore.
In South Dakota?
Is that where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your number 1, Nevada.
Oh, Vegas! I was gonna say that!
Why is it Vegas? There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
So that was your number 1.
That is awesome.
That being said, here's the bottom states. Least fun. Boy. At number 50. No, let's not do it. Let's go 46 to 50.
An hour later.
No, these are the bottom five.
Oh, I got you.
Ready? These are the bottom five. At number 46, the fifth from last, Arkansas.
Oh.
Shut up, man. Stupid poll.
Dumb.
I had a lot of fun growing up.
Wow.
Lakes, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas Travelers.
They must have never been to Electric Cowboy.
Oaklawn, Electric Cowboy, where I would go and dance till 5 in the morning. What's wrong with these people? Fourth from last, Kentucky.
No!
What? The Derby's there.
Yeah.
The Wildcats. Third from last, Alabama.
What? That's where my family's from. Rude. Have you been to the bowling alley my grandma managed?
No, we haven't. They.
Can we please go?
Wow.
It's basically in like Fairfield next to Birmingham.
The second least fun state is West Virginia.
Wow.
Have they never heard the John Denver song?
Mama,
yeah, Mountain Mama.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Country roads.
Take me home.
Country roads. To the place that I love. West Virginia. Mountain Mama. Take me home.
Just that alone.
Come on.
That should knock you out 5 spots just by having a song about you that was big. And you're number 50, the worst, the most least fun, the least fun state.
This is rude.
Oh,
very rude.
I'm nervous.
Go ahead, Lunchbox. What do you think it is?
Mississippi.
Why would you think it was Mississippi? And if you're wrong, that's kind of mean.
Well, when I think of Mississippi, it doesn't sound very... There's just not much going on down in Mississippi.
What do you think?
Because you don't want to Mississippi me.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think, Amy? The least fun state?
I don't want to play this game.
You were all and had the most fun.
Let's see. Fine. Let me go with... a place I've never been, Delaware.
Oh,
that's cool up there.
Well, I'm sure it is. I just picked one. Never been there.
Maine.
I bet
Maine's
fun.
You get to
Maine
fish and stuff.
There's mountains in Maine.
The least fun state with national parks, casinos, weekend activities, festivals is Mississippi.
Yeah!
How did you know that?
I just guessed. I guessed because if it wasn't West Virginia, it had to be Mississippi.
These are all like my states. These are all like my...
I know.
My southern states.
Hey, sorry, Mississippi, but I got it right.
All right. Man. Well, there you have it. I disagree with that list.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I hear people say these phrases all the time, and I don't even think we know what they mean anymore because I didn't know what most of them meant. And so... expressions like, that's a piece of cake.
Yeah, it's easy.
Right, but do you know where it came from?
No.
Like, we know what it means because we use it.
Okay, yeah, I have no idea where it came from.
So, piece of cake. The idea of cake being easy originated in the 1870s when cakes were given out as prizes for winning competitions. In particular, there was a tradition in the U.S. where people would circle around a cake at a gathering and the most graceful pair would win the cake in the middle. The cakewalk also came from this, and piece of cake came into being, and meaning it was easy to accomplish, from people would gather around a cake.
That's cool.
Did you guys know that?
No.
No.
How about make no bones about it?
I have no idea where that came from.
You.
Now, what do you think the expression actually means? If you make bones about it.
Don't make no mistake.
Okay. Right?
This is fact.
The expression comes from 15th century England. If someone wanted to show they were dissatisfied with something, they would find bones in it. It's an old reference to finding bones in soup, which was not a pleasant discovery. Therefore, finding bones was bad, and no bones was good. Like, make no bones about it. Like, this is real. This is good. If you found no bones, you enjoyed the meal without objection.
Gotcha.
Very interesting.
Do you know that finding a lump of coal was not a bad thing back in the day if Santa gave you a lump of coal?
Why?
Because it wasn't so much that he was giving you a bad thing. He wasn't giving you like a super awesome gift because coal was needed by families to stay warm. And so instead of getting a toy, you got a lump of coal because you were getting efficient stuff instead of like crazy toys.
Oh.
So people were like, lump of coal's bad. No, it just wasn't as good.
So it would be like in today, because...
You get a bad phone charger.
Yeah.
Our family,
Santa's giving you a phone charger.
Or like if I gave my son a toothbrush for his birthday. He'd be like...
That's more what a lump of coal means.
It's like, well, yeah.
How about jump on the bandwagon?
Follow everybody. I don't know why, though.
That's what it means, right? So circus workers were skilled at attracting the public with parades through town, and they would decorate these bandwagons. And so they would drive through town, and people would literally get on the bandwagon and go to the circus.
That's funny.
Love it.
P.T. Barnum put that in his autobiography. So they would jump on the bandwagon. And then later, politicians would do that too. They would drive a bandwagon down and be like, vote for me, we're going to the polls. People would jump in the bandwagon and go vote. You guys think it's interesting or no?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Oh, really? Very.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you always use these sayings. I'm just like, oh, some old grandpa made them up.
How about nip it in the bud? What's that mean to you, first of all? Nip it in the bud, B-U-D.
Oh, I think it has something to do with, like go ahead and handle it. But it probably has something to do with, like, trimming a flower.
So it does. It is trimming a flower. But it means, like, go ahead and like, get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Before it happens. A flower that is nipped in the bud would not grow and blossom. So the phrase is often used to suggest that by handling something, a minor problem, you would avert a crisis. This wouldn't get any bigger. Mm. It wouldn't blossom. The problem wouldn't blossom.
Oh.
You nip in the bud, you go and get it out of the way, get the, whatever you got to do out of the way, so it doesn't get bigger.
Interesting.
Let's do one more. Break the ice. Now, what does that mean to you? If I say, hey, let's break the ice.
Warm it up. Like... Icebreaker, break the ice, like something to get things going.
Before the days of trains or cars, port cities that thrived on trade suffered during the winter because as the rivers would get frozen, ships couldn't get in. So small ships known as icebreakers would rescue the icebound ships by breaking the ice before any type of business arrangement today. So you have to break the ice before someone could come in and you could talk. So you break the ice now. It's like, how do we start doing this before we actually get into what we're doing?
Gotcha.
Come on.
I love a good icebreaker.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Interesting, huh? There you go. Just
break
sayings.
The ice.
Now you know kind of what they mean. You know, it's just fun to talk about, I guess.
They're all really old.
Yeah.
Bobby Bone, come on.
The app that's draining your phone battery the most is the Facebook app, if you have it and it's going. Cool. Yeah, the Facebook app runs even when you're not on it, which is how they get all your information. Which it does.
Really?
So, yeah, it's how they steal everything.
Since Facebook owns Instagram, is the same true for that?
I don't know. I would assume not.
Okay. Because I don't have the Facebook app on my phone, but I do have Instagram, and I feel like my battery dies so fast.
I mean, I assume it's not good. Nothing running all the time is good. But the app is constantly checking for messages and status updates and refreshing your feed, even if it's not on.
And the only way to close it, is by what? Swiping up
throwing
or
your phone across the street.
Smashing it.
Turning it off.
What's up today, Amy?
I've got some meetings. I have a friend in town, so just knocking out some stuff with that. And then
about what, even? What's an Amy meeting about?
An Amy meeting? Well, we're going to meet at a location for an event that I might be doing. So that, and
like
then,
somebody else's event or an Amy-centric event?
Amy-centric.
Oh, there she is.
Mm. Yeah.
She didn't want to say it, but she's expanding her empire, folks.
Oh.
She doesn't want to say it. She doesn't even like, I was on the phone with Amy the night. And Amy's a superstar, right?
I
tell her that all the time.
Stop.
I tell her that all the time.
I don't even know what that means, and we're not talking about
superstar.
It.
She's a superstar.
No,
and she's
going
to have this humongous empire of books, and she's going to do speeches.
No, I have not said any of this.
No, I do all the time.
Okay.
All the time. She's going to be touring, doing speeches and motivational speeches, and I can't wait to see it just kind of blossom, because I know that's what you're working on, so I'll just say it.
Anyway, yeah, that's what's happening today.
Got her own podcast that's blowing up. It's amazing. I'm your biggest fan. Do you know that?
Thank you.
Do you know that? Do you know I'm
Thank
your biggest
you.
Fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't look at you. Right
I know.
Now.
Why not?
I don't
Should
know.
Look at me. Right now, I'm just radiating Amy.
And then my kids come home tonight. Maybe. I don't feel like they want to come home because they're just living it up, like living their best life in California right now.
Yeah.
All the candy.
Yeah, well, listen, their aunt has them, so she's spoiling them up real
Basically.
Good.
Basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lunchbox.
Oh, I'm not even going to nap today because it is March Madness. It starts in a couple hours, so I will be in front of the TV on the couch from the first game until the last game at 11 p.m. Central Time tonight. So if you need me, you know where to find me.
Wow.
Well, we always know where to find you. Just are you asleep or not?
Couch or
great,
bed.
Yeah. Great point. I will be on the couch, not moving.
Well, let me say this. I am getting on an airplane and flying to California. I have a speech today.
Dang, you're like Amy.
No,
I'm not. I'm not near Amy level. But I have to go out and do a speech in Los Angeles. I might fly back tonight.
That's crazy.
I know. I did that
That's
last
crazy.
Week. I know. It's crazy. I did it last week and I was
but
exhausted.
Yeah, sometimes, what do they say? You just gotta nip it in the bud.
That's not really that.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
That's not, no, that's... I
think you're using those wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to fly home no matter what, so you might as well just get it over with.
Okay, now we're talking a little bit.
That's ripping
maybe,
the Band-Aid
we'll see.
Off.
No, you're not ripping the Band-Aid off. Anyway, I think it's with, like, Variety magazine, like, speaking at one, I don't know. I'm leaving right now.
You better figure out what it is that you're doing.
I'll write the speech on the plane. It's a 4-hour flight. Don't worry.
Yeah, I just did that.
All right. But listen, I'm lucky to have the job, you know?
Right.
Thank you very much. Have a great show. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Reba's on. Hey. It should be good. I'll be back for that. Hey. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye. Bobby Bones. Come on.